Because of severe budget cuts at the University of South Florida, the Departments of Women's Studies and Africana Studies, and the Institute for the Study of Latin America and the Caribbean, or ISLAC, may be consolidated into a single school. But some faculty members from those programs think that politics are playing as much of a role in the decision as finances. Consolidation could mean a loss of independence and resources for those programs. Harry E. Vanden is a professor of government and international affairs at USF. Vanden says the university is under significant financial strain, but to take these freestanding programs and consolidate them tells the community that they're not important and could result in insufficient funding and independence.
Give them what would seem to be a minimal budget and minimal resources, and then have them sort of compete for resources amongst themselves and, you know, try to pick faculty members who would be able to teach in all three programs.
Vanden said a university committee recommended cutting the Women's Studies department altogether and laying off faculty, but that committee was not representative of faculty or students. Vanden was disappointed that the USF administration seems to be considering restructuring those programs without enough input from the people who would be affected.
Well, the process has been a bit particular. They had this committee to decide how they were going to engage in the process of budget cutting or responding to the financial crisis. Interestingly enough, though it's a faculty committee, it was appointed and it wasn't elected. And the person who was in charge of overseeing the subcommittee for the social sciences, which includes all three of these programs, was a professor of accounting who evidently had minimal knowledge of any of these areas. And it seems to have been someone who had worked with the Board of Governors before.
But USF spokesperson Ken Gullett cautions that no decisions have been made about where specific cuts will be made. He said that consolidation could occur, but that USF will still offer majors in those programs next year.
Come fall, there will be Africana Studies and Women's Studies majors. No majors have been eliminated, and so that shouldn't be a concern made. But we're trying to preserve the majors, preserve the faculty, and provide the educational programs for the students. In some cases, that could possibly mean consolidation of departments into units that make sense, where there are disciplines that can work interdisciplinary. But all these are just being discussed right now. There are no hard decisions.
Jorge Neff is the director of ISLAC at USF. Neff said he's been told verbally, but not officially in writing by the university, that his institute may be folded into a new school.
I've been told that they are not making decisions, that they are having conversations. So of course, we have not been quite involved in the conversations or invited to the conversations. I've had some kind of semi-official rumors that have been telling us that we are to move from where we are, and we've been in the same location, the same connection with the university since 1996, so that we are not going to remain in international affairs, that we will be restructured, that we will not be an institute, that we will be maybe a program. Could you ask me about being informed officially, not officially, but from official sources in the form of a rumor?
USF spokesperson Ken Gullett told WMNF that between this year and next, they expect a 15% total decrease in state funding, which, before factoring in revenue increases due to a 15% higher tuition, would mean $52 million in budget cuts.
We have been discussing ideas. We have gathered input, starting with faculty, because it's crucial for faculty to have input on this. And the faculty committee, the task force, came up with recommendations, a report, and the chairs and directors and others issued their responses to that, and all of that is being considered right now.
ISLAC would be stigmatized and diminished, according to Jorge Neff, if, instead of an independent institute, it becomes a program consolidated within a school. Neff questioned the motivation of why ISLAC, Women's Studies, and Africana Studies might be targeted.
We are sort of hurting programs which are very central and very vital to the university, to a very diverse university intellectually and so on. These are programs that add a necessary critical perspective. Maybe that's where the problem lies. But as I say, I'm a little bit baffled in an academic context that one does well, and then as a result of doing well, you're all equally marginalized.
Government and International Affairs Professor Harry Vanden was the founding director of the predecessor of ISLAC, the Caribbean and Latin American Studies Center. Vanden suggested that there are political motivations behind which departments could be diminished.
There are certainly very conservative forces within the country that want to diminish funding for education generally, particularly funding for higher education. And there's certainly very conservative and indeed reactionary forces that want to diminish women's studies and Africana studies, as indeed they want to diminish the power and importance of women and people of color. So there are a few universities that are succumbing to these trends, but many of the better universities are doing the obverse.
One of those better universities, according to Vanden, is fellow Big East school Syracuse University. Syracuse has taken the opposite tact from USF and has recently formed a women's studies department, which Vanden said sends a strong letter of support to its sister program at USF. University spokesperson Ken Gullett said that no matter where the cuts occur, there will be people who are disappointed.
This is not going to be easy. There will be complaints. When you ask people, where should we cut, very rarely will someone say, cut in my area. Unfortunately, we have to make those tough decisions, and we're going to try to make the best decisions that we can.
According to their websites, the Department of Africana Studies is the only graduate department in the Florida State University system dedicated to the study of the Black diaspora experience, and the Women's Studies Department is one of the oldest in the nation. Vanden said that in today's culture, those are exactly the types of programs needed at a university.
When we have a woman and a person of color, an Afro-American, running for president at this critical juncture, we've decided to close down the departments of Africana and Women's Studies. This would seem terribly ill-considered, and one wonders if there are not other criteria being applied rather than financial.
You can learn more about ISLAC or the Departments of Women's Studies or Africana Studies by visiting the USF website, usf.edu. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.